Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Talkin' Steelers Football. This edition of Talkin' Steelers Football is another part of that 10-part series we're doing to offer a position-by-position look at the Steelers as we continue to count down the days until training camp opens at St. Vincent College. I'm Bob Labriola, joined as always by Mike Pursuta of the DVE Morning Show. Today's segment is going to focus on tight ends.
Heath.
That is the issue, ladies and gentlemen. When will Heath Miller be ready? Don't know anything yet for sure. I'm going to predict he opens camp on the physically unable to perform list.
That may be, but the last I heard from anyone, and judge this as you may, but Ben Roethlisberger told me in the springtime.
Dr. Roethlisberger.
He has no doubt, none, that Heath Miller will be lined up and ready to go for the season opening game against Tennessee. It is not even an issue to Roethlisberger.
Well,
I don't know where his medical degree came from. I don't know what hotel he stayed in last night before he told me that, but that's what he said.
Yeah, I mean, I like that. I mean, and to me, that's more reflective of, you know, Heath Miller's approach, his attitude towards this latest challenge in his career than it is any kind of understanding of how the surgery went or how the rehab is going. I think that as a matter of bookkeeping, the way that the league operates, as you're trying to protect, you know, your roster and all those things, it is prudent to open training camp with Heath Miller on the physically unable to perform list, because if you do not, if he is active for the first day, then you have no recourse but IR. So
setback insurance, the
yes,
pup list.
Setback insurance is the pup list. And you work him there every day to see, you know, because at camp they can put stress on that knee in terms of working him out, that he probably is not getting the same wherever he's doing, whatever he's doing leading up to camp. So – and they're going to want to see it. He'll be examined. He, you know, maybe he's off pup before we leave St. Vincent. I think that that's, you know, a fairly ambitious timetable. These injuries, though, are coming. We're seeing these guys come back a lot quicker now. But still, I think that Heath Miller is valuable enough and means enough to this team that quick isn't as important as right.
No question.
So you want the knee right, not quick.
And I think he's also at the stage of his career going into his ninth season now. He could miss every preseason game and still line up and play against the Titans.
Absolutely.
And play effectively and know what he's
right.
doing.
Be better than anybody else. Yeah. The Steelers have no offense to them.
I know you and I are both big fans of those preseason games, and Heath probably is pining to play in them. But sometimes patience.
I am looking forward to the game in Carolina this year. You know why?
I don't know why.
Krispy Kreme donuts in the press box. Hot Krispy Kreme donuts in the press box. I look for.
You can get those here in Western Pennsylvania.
I understand that. But
you're just driving down the road, you see that little red light on.
Yeah, no. But I mean, that's a drug for me. I mean, I eat them once every 2 years and then I'm fine. Then I detox because, yeah, that's usually an ugly, ugly.
Get there early for the pregame show.
Yeah,
have a couple.
Yeah,
and I am a couple before kickoff.
I am undefeated against those dozen.
Couple at halftime.
Yeah, right. Anyway, the rest of the tight ends. In the meantime, David Paulson, a guy I like based on his rookie season, but he calf injury, right, caused him to miss. He wasn't participating towards the end of OTAs. I think I saw him walking around with his calf wrapped. Maybe that means something, maybe it doesn't. David Paulson, I think, is a guy that the Steelers will be counting on until Heath Miller comes back. Matt Spaeth, you can come home again. Matt, all is forgiven. All the jokes about Big Ten tight ends, I take them all back. After I saw what it was like with Wesley Saunders and Leonard Pope and some of that other cast of characters that
were
here.
Nice to see you coming around.
Yeah. I just wonder if he was from an SEC school, if you would have been such a vocal supporter. And David Johnson, you know, I don't know. I mean, before David Johnson injured his knee, you know, last summer, a year ago, I really thought this guy was ready to blossom in terms of maximizing his capabilities. I don't know now if the knee injury has, you know, we'll have to see when the pads go on.
Yeah, well, he's getting some first-time reps in the springtime.
Yeah, I mean.
At least getting exposed to it.
Don't you think that's more, I won't say political because that means there's an agenda, but that's the way things are done here. Spaeth left, so he's just back.
Right, he's Paulson, back to the end of the line.
Right. Paulson is still an unproven kid.
Guy.
David Johnson has to, you know, there's nobody else. Jamie McCoy.
He's been hanging around. He's been making some noise in August.
But he's not running first team.
No.
Right.
But it looks to me in Miller's absence, I don't think any of these guys – are going to necessarily play well enough to garner a lot of Pro Bowl votes, but kind of an all-hands-on-deck deal and get it done by numbers, everybody pitch in. What's the Tomlinism that applies? Stick your hand in
a pile.
You know, they're all guys that can play at this level, and Paulson might be the one with the upside just from the hand standpoint.
And the Oregon background, too. I think he would be familiar with
– catch guy and the make plays guy.
Yes.
But the rest of them got a block, and that's a big deal. And find a way to get it done. Another position where, not unlike others we've talked about in this series, Bob, you can see, if this and this and this happens, they're going to be fine, but there are no guarantees.
If this and this and this happens, they're in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
I mean, that's – you know, right. And, that's – again, you know, the working without a net analogy seems to apply here a little bit as well.
It worked for Walenda.
Well, yeah.
He made it, right?
Yeah. I don't get it, though, man. I don't like climbing a ladder, okay? Seriously. I pay somebody to come and clean my gutters, and I don't live in, like, a four-story mansion, trust me.
I thought you did.
Well, you thought wrong. But, you know, I think that Paulson, you know, can be, you know, a capable receiving option when called upon. I think that Matt Spaeth can be a capable inline blocking presence when he is called upon. Obviously, nobody gives you what Heath Miller does. I don't think you're going to see a lot of, you know, tight ends maybe lined up in the backfield next to Ben. In the shot, when he's in the shotgun, third downs, reading, you know, understanding what the defense is doing, either from a protection standpoint, coverage standpoint, and acting accordingly. I don't know that you want to put that kind of pressure on anyone else but Heath Miller. You know, but again, the reports are that with Heath Miller, it's a question of when, not if. So I'm willing to wait.
Yeah, and in the meantime, Spaeth at least gives you a 6-7 target for those 4, 5, or 6 yard. Hey, that's all we need in this instance. See if that can be picked up, thrown to him. Paulson, you know, going into his second year, you hear a lot of talk. Mike Tomlin talks about this every year, about the most improvement being made from your rookie year to your second year over the course of a career. And he got a real taste of it last year.
Yeah, he did.
And as you mentioned, his Oregon background, this stuff's not Chinese to him coming in. So kind of an intriguing guy. I don't, again, necessarily think he's going to be John Mackey or Mike Ditka, but – I think he can be a contributor in the passing game.
Yes, yes. Stick your hand in the pile. That's the motto for the tight ends at St. Vincent College.
And you're old enough to remember John Mackey and Mike Ditka.
Well, number one and number two all time. We may disagree on what order, but number one.
Well, I said them in the wrong order, clearly.
Well, clearly you were actually Freudian slip correct.
Not even close.
That'll do it for this edition of Talkin' Steelers Football. For Mike Pursuta, I'm Bob Labriola. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you soon.